What is going on, Pepo?
Back again. Actually unemployed this time. Woohoo! So the podcast actually has deeper meaning. I swear to God that this fucking podcast is either a curse or a gift because this is the third iteration now that I'm unemployed. No, I'm not looking for pity. So I'm just again, this is just me talking about my journey with all of you. Yeah, I got laid off, man, and it sucks, but, it's just part of the journey, man, and that's how it is. I'm doing good. I'm just chilling. I've been kind of lazy lately because, honestly, you know, applying for jobs at this point is just like looking for water in a desert, you know what I mean? It'll be somewhere, but, right now, I just need to fucking bury a hole and just wait until night to start walking around so I don't burn myself up. A lot of people I know have been watching the documentary The Last Dance. It's a pretty good documentary about Michael Jordan, for those of you who don't know. 10-part series delves into the relationships of, Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson, and management, and some of the other key players that led to the two three-peats for the Bulls in the 90s. And the only thing that I could come away from the whole thing is how fucking deep Scottie Pippen's voice is. I mean, that guy could literally, like, he's like the brown noise whenever he speaks. It's nuts, dude. I couldn't.
My name is Scott.
It's like, dude, I can't. My voice is like freaking super high. But, well, it's not super high. But, I mean, dude, that guy's got to have like grapefruit balls. It's crazy. But that's the one thing that I came away from the most of that documentary. I was just like astounded by how fucking crazy this dude's voice was. And he had a really cool story, Pippen. You know, it's just cool how sports, I know a lot of people during these times are like, I hate fucking saying that, during these times, but like during this whole period of quarantine, I know people have been kind of complaining about sports and like, oh, we don't have to have them back. And some people obviously are really into sports and whatever. But it if you are a sports naysayer and you're not into it, or if you're not into sports, which is fine, totally get it. Everyone is like sports. But it's cool, though, that you hear about some of these stories about people that, you know, wouldn't otherwise have an opportunity to leave their communities or trajectory that might have been, you know, might have been already determined for them, but the sports that they, you know, basketball in their case with Pippen and Rodman and, you know, Larry Bird, obviously he has a cool story and all these, I mean, Larry Bird didn't have necessarily trouble. Pippen didn't really have a bad childhood either, but you know, he's he had 10 brothers and sisters. His dad had a stroke in front of him. Dennis Rodman, you know, he had a hard, hard life, man. And like upbringing. And, you know, it's cool to hear about these guys that otherwise wouldn't have a chance to get out that do get to, you know, travel the world and fucking see shit. So I liked that. I thought that was really interesting. Started watching 30 Rock again. And that is one of the fucking funniest shows. I love 30 Rock. Tina Fey is seriously, in my opinion, like, I think Tina Fey might be one of the best writers ever. I liked Kimmy Schmidt. She wrote that too. I didn't finish much of it. Like the first season. I didn't watch season two, so I can't really speak on it as much. But I heard it wasn't as good. But 30 Rock is just – it's just an all-star cast. The guests are awesome. The main cast is really good. There's jokes on jokes. There's just little tiny things that are always happening. And I just got to say, I have such a high amount of respect for Tina Fey. I really do. I think that she's seriously one of the greatest writers ever. And, I can't imagine being able to churn out jokes like that. And obviously she didn't write everything, you know, she had a great writing staff, but it's just so crazy to me to think that people are capable of just like creating such nuanced layers of like comedy or drama. And it's just creativity. It's awesome. And I mean, even that Last Dance, going back to that too, the last two episodes of that were solid. And they actually made that remotely before before they even released it. They did that during this whole quarantine. And the editors and the director and everyone else had to stay at their homes. And they just would, you know, get on calls or whatever and just – and I'm not even going to say the Z word. I'm so fucking sick and tired of hearing about that. You know what I'm talking about. People chat on it. It's like Skype, okay? I'm so fucking sick and tired of hearing about that too. It's just – okay. And another thing, I saw this person, not going to mention, but they're on my Instagram, and they were like – setting up like studio lights for Zoom. And it was just like, may as well have great lighting from, it's like, fuck you, dude, you fucking loser. Get out of here. People trying to one up these Zoom meetings. Go fuck yourself, fucking loser. So stupid. You know, everyone always has to one up each other on the stupidest shit. I mean, look how fucking stupid. Oh, my hair light. Check out my hair light. It's making me look better in my Zoom call. Fuck you, fucking dork. Ridiculous. Sorry, but that honestly got me. The things that get me heated are really stupid. I mean, bad drivers. I'm probably a bad driver, honestly. I'm super aggressive. The drivers in North Carolina are fucking shit. Sorry, this is such an expletive-laden podcast episode, but when I'm rattling off, I'm not stopping. I sound like such a douche. But, not for real, but like when I'm in my rant mode, I fire off. I just don't care. And I honestly, like, of course I still care about certain things, but at this point in my life, I don't give a fuck anymore about certain things. And I used to always be like the new kid, and like I would always worry about like how people might think about me and like how it fit in things. But honestly, like I just don't give a fuck anymore, man. Because truthfully, people are stupid. A lot of people are stupid, and I just don't care. I really don't, and that's why I'm saying it right now, because opinions are like assholes, and my opinions are assholes too, and I'm. You know, I know a lot of people won't like me. I know a lot of people won't like my opinions, and that's fine. I don't like theirs either. You know, I really do try to be a good person and, you know, just not be an asshole. But, you know, I'm sick and tired of – it's just – where we're at right now, it's really troublesome because you hear about these people – I don't even want to talk about the big C word right now, so I'm going to skip past that. But because I don't want to add more fuel to the fire. I really don't. And it's really hard for me to move past this topic right now. So I'm going to move on to Napoleon, okay? We're going to talk about fucking Napoleon right now. Did anyone actually learn about Napoleon in, like, school? Like, I feel like I glossed over the French Revolution so much when I was in school learning about history, and I like history a lot. I'd go as far as to say I love history. I actually used to think I wanted to be a history teacher when I was a kid. I don't want to. Anyways, but I never learned anything about Napoleon. And to me, he's always such a fascinating figure because A, he's short like me. And B, he was one of the greatest dictators of all time. And, you know, I can relate to one of those things, and it's cool to learn about these like great military strategists that are able to, you know, just freaking conquer. And like Julius Caesar, Alexander the Great, you know, like I'm not the type of guy that's like, oh, we need to conquer, like, you know, charge, whatever. But like, I think it's interesting having this guy that kind of came in at the right time, at the right place during after the French Revolution, you know. And essentially he was just like, hey, I'm emperor. And yeah, I control the armies now and conquered the shit out of Europe. And then obviously Battle of Waterloo. I remember actually the first time I ever heard about Battle of Waterloo. I think it was that show Time Squad. Dude, that is fucking... I'm so glad I remembered that. Who remembers Time Squad?
Smash it in the comments if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it is Time Squad. Holy shit. Wow. Yeah, I like Time Squad. Again, I'm a big history guy, so... holy shit, dude. Rob Paulson, Mark Hamill, isn't that shit? Pamela Adlon? Yeah, she's in Louis, too. Weird. I have a weird thing, too, where I'm looking at their IMDb, but I do know Pamela Adlon is. But I have this weird thing, man, where I have this idiot savant where I remember, like, the most random actors. I just have a repository for actors and actresses' names, and I can't control it. But as I said on previous podcasts, just random shit just fizzles in. I wish I could remember, you know, important things. But I don't. I remember actors and actresses' names, not streets or anything like that. So that's my useless talent. But, yeah, you know, I was thinking earlier today, too, that I'm really happy that I got to go see a movie during 2020. Because before everything shut down, before we entered Age of Apocalypse or whatever the fuck you want to call it, I went to go see 1917 with my dad. We went to go see that. I really enjoyed it. It's one of those movies where I think that you see it in the movie theater, the better it is, you know, just because it's such a heavily visual movie, if you will, that the experience just really needs to be on, you know, a movie theater screen. And I'm just really thankful that I got to see it because I love going to the movies. It's one of my favorite things to do, actually. Said a bunch of tie earlier. It's one of my favorite things to do. I really love just going to the movies by myself and, you know, just getting a little relaxed and, going to the movie and, bringing the fucking Diet Coke in, you know, maybe get some candy or some shit. I'm not a huge candy guy at the movie, but I always got to get a Diet Coke. That's like my thing. And you know, just relaxing and kicking back and, you know, watching a movie by yourself. And, you know, I'll never forget one of the coolest things that I've ever done just goes to show you what, how freaking fascinating my life is. But I remember going to see Logan during the time it was running in theaters. It must've been 2016, I believe. And I went home after I had just started working in Washington, D.C. And I think I was getting like a crown for whatever reason. I had to go get it in Asheville because that's where my dentist was. It was just easier. They had already done like the mold and all that stuff. So it was just simpler to go there. So I came here and there's this ratchet movie theater called River Hills it's disgusting. You know, there's just shit all over the seats, but there's not usually a lot of people there. And I went at like a weird time. It was probably like a Wednesday or something at like 9 or 10. And I just watched Logan and it was fucking awesome. I was so chill and I was just relaxed and it was just fun, man. Then another guy I was me and one other guy in the movie theater, and like the second that one guy came in the theater, I got all paranoid. I'm like, oh god, he's gonna shoot me. But he was chilling there, dude, and he just watched his movie too. And you know, we watched our movie in solitude and left, and that was it. But I really enjoy that. Same thing happened. I watched Blade Runner 2049. And it was during a period of my life where I wasn't really sure what was going to happen next with like job security stuff. I wasn't sure where I was going to end up. And I just watched Blade Runner 2049 and I was like, this is dope. This is really cool. Made me feel good. And I was driving home and I just had a different state of mind. And I just like movies, you know, I like and I feel like more and more people aren't into movies that I've been meeting lately. A lot of people just can't sit through them. I never understood that. When I find a captivating movie, like I don't want to leave. Like a good movie, like I'm in. I can kind of see it when I'm at home, but you know, when I'm at a movie theater, like I'm locked in, you know. The only time I've ever fallen asleep at a movie was when I went to go see Valkyrie during like Christmas when I was like 10th grade or something, and my niece was like just born. And I was, like, not getting any sleep. I was just exhausted. And I ended up going to the movies with my dad and watched Valkyrie. And I passed out. And just, boring movie. I couldn't do it. That, and I actually saw The Hateful Eight. I fell asleep twice, actually, to that movie, now that I think about it. But that movie sucks. I'm sorry. Again, opinions are assholes. I've talked to people that are like, no, that movie's great. Da-da-da-da-da. No, not in my eyes. I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. And, you know, I even had like a Red Bull or like a 2 Red Bulls or some shit before the second time I saw it. And I even was like, all right, here we go. Let's give it another shot. Boom. Fell right asleep. Spoiler alert. Woke up like right around the time Channing Tatum's character starts blowing heads off. And, yeah, that's when I woke up again. I was like, oh yeah, that's why I didn't like this movie. Cause it takes 2.5 hours to get to the climax. And I mean, I know a lot of other Tarantino movies are like that in a way, but it just cannot keep my interest. So that, yeah, that's a bad Tarantino movie. And another thing, I know I've said this before, man, but like, dude, he's so weird with his feet thing, man. Like I saw that Margot Qualley girl, who's really pretty, by the way. I think she's gorgeous. She's a great actress too. I loved her on The Leftovers. She's really good in that show. But dude, her feet were on display for like a solid minute and a half. And I don't know. I just can't help but think that Tarantino just like goes home and starts fapping to that stuff when he's done shooting. I don't know, man. And his like personal private movie theater. Yeah. I mean, come on. He's got to, right? He's a weirdo. Ugly as sin, too. That's mean. I shouldn't say that. Eyes in the beholder, right? And it's funny, actually. I was watching River Monsters, and I, like, got to this one. Oh, no, I was watching River Monsters. I was on a kick with that. And then somehow, like, Jimmy Fallon's bitch ass was on my YouTube recommendations with Jeremy Wade, who's the host. And Jeremy Wade brought all these fish to his show. And, you know, everyone was just like, yeah, dude, you're so ugly. Yeah. And Jimmy's like, oh, that's an ugly fish. And you could just tell Jeremy Wade's kind of like, fuck you, dude. What do you know? Like, this fish has, like, been around for millions of years and evolved and has these primal abilities to survive. But at the same time, those simple primal abilities are complex. And it, you know, I mean, I could go on a tangent about why that fish is special and why it's not ugly, but of course, like aesthetically, it's ugly as fuck, right? I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but it's kind of like one of, it's like, you know, it diminishes in those people's eyes. I feel like the humanity of like the fish, you know, they're just picking them up and like letting them flop around in front. And I almost felt bad for Jeremy Wade. I feel like he didn't even want to do it. You know, he just did not seem like he wanted to be there. He's a quiet guy. He's pretty subdued. And guy's a fucking G. I mean, this guy will go into rivers and shit with like parasites and things that'll crawl up your urethra when you're peeing and latch itself and inside of your penis. I'm not even exaggerating. That's literally a thing. Or boar flies that literally hatch their eggs inside your skin. Again, not making this up. And the guy just does it for months at a time in these remote-ass villages because he fucking loves fish. It's so cool. Like, I wish I had that passion about something. The only thing I have passion about like that is getting pissed off about people that use fucking studio lights in their Zoom meetings and rant.